Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about the astrology for the week. Happy Monday to you all. I bet everybody had a wonderful weekend, right? Getting ready to get Christmas under your belt, getting ready for the new year, probably family events, fun stuff, right? Right? Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Terry. It's good to see you ladies out there this morning. We have an interesting week coming up. The week before Christmas, we have lots of interesting things to talk about. I'm going to wait for a couple of minutes until everybody else starts checking in with us. And here they come. Good morning, Suzanne. Good morning, Debbie. And this week we features the sun conjunct the galactic center, the winter solstice here in the northern hemisphere, the southern hemisphere experiencing their summer solstice, the full moon across Cancer and Capricorn. It promises to be a good week. If nothing else, an interesting week, right? Good morning, Mimi. It's good to see you ladies out there this morning. Linda says, made it on time. Yay. Merry Christmas to you too, Terry. It's great to see you. I hope everything's going well in yours and Jason's life. And so what do we have on tap? Let me think back to this weekend because it seems to have escaped me. Oh, I was at a fashion show last evening. My granddaughter was invited to be in a fashion show from a store in a local store that does prom dresses, wedding dresses, all that kind of stuff. And wow. It's amazing to me how much this girl has grown and developed. And she's just such a beauty inside and out. And you know, the thing that struck me most is all of these young women so filled with potential and modeling these dresses. It was amazing. It just beautiful and interesting all at the same time. So that was the highlight of my weekend. The rest of the weekend went by pretty much uneventfully, even though there were things going on. Good morning to Rebecca. Good morning, Mimi. And so let's see if we can break out and break down what's happening for the week ahead. It is going to be a busy week. Underneath the surface, right? There seems to be some certain themes that are going on, but under the surface, there's lots moving. But it may feel overwhelming to some people. It may make you feel a little restless or like, you know, what's going on? Whiplashed a little bit in some cases for some people. Just because there is a lot of energy on the surface, a lot of energy in the undercurrents, and then we have these major holidays coming. And so whenever we put all of these things together, it puts a lot of pressure on us, puts a lot of stress and strain on our relationships, and we get this feeling of, I got to hurry. I got to get these things done. I'm never going to get done in time. Oh my God, I forgot to buy the turkey, whatever, right? Those typical things that go on with holidays approaching, but also with a highly energetic sky above us that is affecting us here on the planet. So let's see if we can break it down. I'm going to look at the week ahead, and I may jump around a bit to human design and then back again. It's kind of the way that the week works. So we're going to jump through quite a bit of territory here this morning. So just bear with me because we'll also go back day by day this week and break down what's going on each day. So let's just look at the highlights, and we'll start with today because it's Monday. Today, the moon is in Aries. I don't even know what to think about it when the moon is in Aries, and maybe it's just something personal to me, but when the moon is in Aries, it feels like things are just cantankerous, that there are just, you know, these emotional whiplashes that happen, or, you know, things taking us from one extreme to another. And it was weird because, for example, this morning I woke up, I was in a great mood, I'm on top of the world. And my husband was like at the complete opposite end. He was tired. He had gotten up just a little before me. And then I saw him taking a snooze already on the couch before he was even getting ready for work. And he never does that, right? So it kind of tells you there are these two extremes going on in our energy. And part of that is because the moon today is also squaring Pluto. And whenever the moon squares Pluto, we have these strong emotional undercurrents going on. We may not even recognize superficially what it's all about. Something moving in the deep, whether it's a thought that triggers an avalanche of emotional responses, whether it is an emotion that triggers an avalanche of depth going on in your feelings, but are also in your memory banks or in just the way that you're empowering yourself to live your life. And then, you know, just to throw some more fun out there today, the moon is also going to conjunct Eris, the goddess of discord, and Uranus, the great awakener, the rebel, the I'm going to do things my way kind of planet. And so today is a bit disruptive and restless on one level. And on the other level, we feel confident and we feel like we can take on the world or that we can take action steps and move forward. So we may waffle between those two extremes today as well, as the opposing sign of Aries is Libra, which explains my husband because he's a Libra. And he was experiencing the other side of the coin from my experience of Aries. And we may indeed, you know, move from this feeling of discontent or not knowing what to do on one hand, and then on the other end going, oh yeah, I'm going in this direction and, you know, trying to get things going. So there's frustration, perhaps there's anger simmering just below the surface. And that makes for a very interesting day today. On top of that, the moon is trining the sun. So there is the smooth flow of energy between the two luminaries. And that, you know, after the weekend where we came into the first crisis point, we want to take action, right? We want to move forward now. But yet there are these things that are still dangling out there over our heads, kind of, you know, Christmas, holidays, not a good time to start something new. Your astrologer friend here, me, telling you, take it slow, be patient, don't give in to impatience. So we are at once wanting to move forward and also feeling the need at some point to maintain calm and order and, you know, sort of stasis. So what can we say, right? It's something that we just deal with. We've been dealing with it off and on for the last few weeks anyway, with various planets moving this way and that way. So we might as well just get used to the idea that we do not have that full on green light yet to go where we want to go, but it is coming. So do all the work behind the scenes that you can do today or in this week, right? You know, when you have ideas, write them down. When you have, you know, something that comes up that you can do in the moment that seems like it's, you know, you've got the green light for that, do it, right? Don't hold yourself back, but don't give in to impatience either. And so that puts us in that quandary where we're feeling kind of stuck between two poles. And it's okay. However, today there is something else really good going on, and that is finally, Venus is moving into new territory. Remember, she entered the retrograde zone on September 2nd, and that was a long time ago, right? That's like, what, 3 months ago almost? September to October, November, December. 3 months ago, she entered the retrograde zone. Then she turned retrograde. Then she exited retrograde, but was still in the shadow of the area she turned retrograde in. So now she is today finally pulling out of that zone. She is still in the sign of Scorpio. So we're still doing that dive. And this may be what that sluggish feeling may be for my Libra friends or for my Taurian friends, because the planet that rules your sign is Venus, and she's just now moving into new territory. You may be feeling like, whew, you know, I'm tired. I've been dealing with all of these deep things about values and relationship issues and things about money and prosperity. And now she's in new territory, but she's still in the sign of Scorpio. So we're still in the deep dive, but now we're entering new space. And that's, I feel like that is a really good thing. And next week we enter new space with Mercury. So we have those two planets that were turning retrograde and direct, just in opposition to one another, going into new territory. So that opens us up, right? That's opening up the pathways. And we can see maybe the light at the end of the tunnel, if you want to go with that metaphor, or we can just see that there is a plan and we're just able to hold space until that plan is revealed in its entirety. So new territory, Venus in almost 11 degrees now of Scorpio. So she's not even quite halfway through the sign of Scorpio. She'll be there yet for another couple of weeks. And then she'll hit Sagittarius and join up with Jupiter. That is when we're really going to see some things change. So other highlights of the week. Let's see who else has joined us here. Anybody new here? Colleen, good morning. Debbie says, or Mimi says, Oh, okay. She couldn't hear me, apparently. I have no sound. Don't know why. Gotcha. So now she's all good again. Debbie, Colleen. No, I said hi to Debbie. Good. Everybody, the gang's all gathering. It's awesome. So highlights of the week, besides today's highlight of Venus moving into new territory, we have the sun inching ever closer to the galactic center. And the galactic center is a spot in the heavens that we consider to be the black hole at the center of the universe, the black hole at the center of our solar system, the Milky Way. And in that space is all of the potential flowing out from the center of the universe to all of the planets and all of the stars in the Milky Way cluster. So, what do we have? Pure potential. The ability to tune into what I call the voice of God, or if you want to call it your super consciousness. And it is a place where, if you want to think of the galactic center as maybe your computer, your hard drive, I don't even know how to quite put it this way, except to say from that place, from that source, all potential streams out, right? And each of us then are little receptors, and we can pick up from that stream the information that we need to move forward, whether it is for us as an individual, for us as a group, a planet, for us as a just our solar system here, our nine planets, including Pluto. And all of this information is coming to us, and it's absolutely free energy, right? And we're always in alignment with it in some ways. But right now, it's very powerful. Write down your dreams, write down your ideas, capture them in the moment because the galactic center streaming this information to you. And what does a stream do? Well, it continues flowing, and you can reach up and pick some information out of the stream. Or you can just completely miss it because it flows on by. So have your pen and paper handy, or your trusty telephone device with its voice recorder on it that you can, just tap into and write down or speak your ideas. This is a huge time for us to engage in seeing into the future and to be able to interpret the direction for our lives. And it's really, really interesting. It's an interesting place. And when the sun hits there, it just allows that light to shine, right? To be able to, it's like maybe there's been a filter over those ideas and over that information. And now suddenly it's in your language and you can understand it. So tap in. Don't hesitate to tap in. And I call it super consciousness. And now I'm going to shift over a little bit to human design, because in human design, I'm going to show you, I wrote all over the front of this, so I apologize, but you can still see it. This is our human design chart for the week, actually for the day, but it's kind of indicative of the entire week. So what you can see here is that there are, remember last week, for this last couple of weeks, the only two centers defined were the sacral and the root center. Now we have the emotional and the throat and the ajna also defined. So if you normally have these centers turned off or in open state, meaning they're white, now they are defined. And this calls up split definition because these two are connected and these two are not connected to these three, but these three are interconnected, right? So on one hand, we have this energy of mutation occurring, and this is largely out of your control. Largely out of your control. There is not much here. This is the energy of mutation. It is transformation on a genetic level, right? So there's not really anything you can do except bring more and more light into your DNA and allow that change to take place. It is literally sort of an evolutionary leap that is in the making. We call these three gates here, the gate 60 and the gate 52 and the gate, which one is that one? 42. Oh, yes, 42. We call those gates here that are on the top of the root center leading up to the sacral. We call them format energies. It is the energy of, it is adrenalized by the root center, which is adrenalized stress, and it is moving up to the sacral for action. So this is, we call it format energy because it is really where the pulse begins, right? So we have the sun, and it is dropping its energy here and warming the earth, causing the earth to trigger and send up this pulse of energy. And that pulse of energy comes up through our root centers and all the way up through to the head and out, and then goes back down into the earth. So we're part of this stream of energy that is always in play, whether we're consciously aware of it or not. The stream that's in play here right now from the root center to the sacral is all about change. It is all about transformation. And this energy pulses on and then it pulses off, because remember, the root center is a center that has energy. It is a motor in human design, and a motor that has energy that pulses on and then it pulses off. But because it's connected right now to the sacral, it has the feeling of always being on. So for all of us, we may feel like we are always needing to do something. We're always needing to do something to affect change, to get something done. But you're not necessarily meant to do that. Remember, it pulses off. And when it pulses off, that's where you begin to feel the strain, the push, like, I've got to keep going. I've got to keep going. Just one more step, one more thing to get done, and then I'm done. Only then 10 more things pop up, right? So here's where we have to be careful for the next couple of weeks while we're dealing with this energy of this push to get things done, but really having to relax, because in large part, it's totally out of your control. Yay, right? Yay. So we're being pushed to something, but we're not necessarily in control of what we're being pushed to do. So what do we need to do? Surrender. Just allow it to be revealed to you step by step via source and move as you are told, sort of thingy. That sounds like, no, it is not that. You're definitely moving ahead at because of the voice of source or God or whatever you want to call it, right? As the steps are revealed, you take the steps. And not force it to happen, but force is what we feel like we need to do. So a conundrum, right? On one hand, we feel like we have to do something. And on the other hand, it's not time yet. So the best way to do that is to let go and let God. Plain and simple. Now the other three centers being connected, these are the emotional center, the solar plexus, the throat, and the ajna. The ajna is what we consider the mind. The throat, of course, is the center for communication and manifestation, and the emotional center, the center that is the guidance system, if you will, based on how we feel, right? Our emotional energy. And those three centers are connected to through two channels that are of really interesting importance to us, I believe. So if we look first at the gate 11, and the gate 11 sits up here at the ajna. It is where the sun is sitting this week. It is connected to the gate 56, which is where the north node is sitting. So we have the sun and the north node connecting up this channel of curiosity. Curiosity. This is the channel of the seeker. And in many times we see that this is the channel of the seeker, but not necessarily the finder. And in some cases, this is that aimless energy where we are just sort of seeking for something, but we don't know what. We're escaping because we can't find what we're looking for. Or then we get back on the search for what we were looking for and we don't find it. So here is literally where magic takes place, right? When you're, I always call it pulling threads, where something takes my interest and I just start to pull threads. And when I pull those threads, it leads me from one concept to another concept to another concept. And in that is the enjoyment of life, right? The enjoyment of life, picking up the threads, following where it takes you, and then reveling in the magic that you find at that, in that journey, not necessarily in the destination, but in the journey, right? It's sort of the adventure. And that particular channel is also called a storytelling channel. Because what do we humans like to do? We like to go out on a journey. And when we come back, we want to tell the story. It's what I do every morning here. I go on my daily journey. I come back and I tell you the story. Or I tell you what is occurring next. And then the next day I come back and I tell you about the journey and the story. And that is what we like to do, right? As human beings, it takes us to our very root, right? Our very ancient roots, where we would sit around the campfire And while we were keeping warm and while we were, you know, gathered in community, we would tell stories, the stories of humanity, the stories of our successes. And then we would pass those stories on. So this particular channel holds a lot of magic in it, but it also holds the energy of projection because it connects to the throat. Remember, the throat center is really interesting energy because here is where we want to get heard, where we want to be recognized, where we want to be valued, where we want to make manifest those things that we desire. And the gate 11 is also known, the gate 11 is in the Ajna, is also known as a gate that has a lot of ideas. And we want to share those ideas. And it connects up to the throat, which means there's the potential for us to share in the wrong place, the wrong time, the wrong people in the wrong way. And if we're out of timing, then our energy gets dispersed, right? People don't hear us. People don't value what it is that we're saying. And 2 weeks later, we find out someone else says the exact same thing. And everybody's like, hooray, that's the best idea ever. And you're left going, but wait a minute, I told you guys that 2 weeks ago. So we have to be very careful here about how we share our voices, because just because the throat center is now defined doesn't mean that you can just blurp all over people. This is the struggle for the people who have an open throat by nature, right? Now it's defined and you may feel like, yeah, I can just say whatever I want to whomever I want, and then you're going to pay the price for it. Remember, the throat center needs to be invited out of you. Your voice needs to be invited. You don't just walk up to people and say, hey, I don't like what you're doing, and you can't continue to do that because the rules say you can't. What's going to happen? It's going to serve to create a reaction by the other person. So we have to use our voices appropriately, in the right place, in the right time, through the right thing, an invitation to speak, an invitation to manifest. So you know how it is when you probably all have somebody in your life that you can look at and go, oh my God, if I have to hear that story one more time, right? It's usually grandma or aunt or, you know, some elderly person that's always telling you the same story over and over and over again, or some same, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be an elder person. It could be anybody, right? That they're always telling the same story and you want to tell them to, oh, I've already heard the story. And they're totally unaware that people are not listening anymore, right? They're totally unaware that people are not listening. They're not valuing the information. And it's because there's been no invitation to speak it. So we want to be careful this week about that, that we're not just blurping out stories. You know, here we are, we're going into a major holiday week and next week anyway, and we'll be sitting around the dinner table, maybe many different parties, and telling stories or being the receiver of other people's stories. So use your voice in the correct way. The other connection is from the gate 12 down to the solar plexus. The gate 12 is on the throat center right here. And it moves down to the gate 22. This is a lovely channel, except when it's not, right? This is a channel of moodiness. This is a channel called the channel of openness. And when it's moving beautifully, the voice and the charm and the grace and the poise and the ability to make everybody feel good is really high. But the other side of the coin is also very present, where the mood can shift and now you pull inward and now you're not so open and so, you know, willing to sit and chit chat with people. You become more withdrawn and maybe even disgraceful, because this is the gate. It connects up to the gate of grace, graciousness. So here we have to check our moods. We have to check our emotions. If you are in a foul mood and you find yourself in the middle of a social engagement, because sometimes, you know, that's what happens, right? You can't always predict emotions. That's the nice, the not so nice thing about emotional energy. It's not really predictable. So if you find yourself in the middle of an emotional meltdown in the middle of a social engagement, the best thing to do is to keep your mouth shut and not bring other people down or, you know, emotionally react or knee jerk to other people and what they're saying or what they're doing. Because this channel, number one, is the gate or the channel of self-expression. And if it is expressing from a high mood, then it is beautiful and everybody's in, you know, love with you. And if it's expressing from the lower end, then it's not so happy and it is very, it's a drag. So be the potential for anger here is really high in this channel and for speaking from it. But there's also this beautiful potential for grace and charm. And it is high highs, low lows in the emotional stream. It is also the validation of that a connection that we all have to super consciousness, because this channel, especially the gate 12 on the throat, is connected to super consciousness. And Allah, the sun at the galactic center. So we also have an idea this week of how to tap into that higher consciousness and to be able to speak from that place. So in many conversations with people this week, you may be actually tapping in to some psychic energy, some intuitive energy that you didn't really know you had access to. Again, be careful just how you use your voice and when. Always seek permission before you speak, or literally wait for the invitation before you speak. So from a human design standpoint, the week is also a little bit of this up and down, right? So, but for the most part, I think pretty good. Friday, the winter solstice, I was in general speaking about the highlights of the week. The highlight Friday, the winter solstice occurs. If you are, someone called me up yesterday and called me up short on the fact that I am hemispherically, not hemispherically, what was it I said? Anyway, it was something like I'm overly hemispheric, north hemisphere dominant. I'm like, yeah, because I live up here. So let me say this. The winter solstice occurs on Friday here in the northern hemisphere. And if you are in the southern hemisphere, your summer solstice occurs at 9:12 on Saturday if you are across the date line, and on Friday evening if you are on the same date. Let me rephrase this. If you are in the same time zones as the US, but you or Europe, and you're just under the equator, then you have the same timing, but instead of winter solstice, it is summer solstice. If you are on the other side of the date line, so Australia, Japan, Eastern, Western Asia, Southeast Asia, you guys have your summer solstice on December 22nd. So again, if you are below the equator, it is Saturday, the 22nd, summer solstice. Above the equator, it is on Saturday, but you are in having your winter solstice. So I hope that this is why I don't do this, because the time zones and the timelines all get crazy in your head. So it, you know that if you are listening to my voice and you're in Australia, you know that you're not experiencing winter. You're experiencing summer. And you can look up the local time for your solstice, although I already did that for you. It's 9:23 a.m. Saturday morning in Melbourne and Sydney and places like that. For us in the U.S., however, and for us in the Northern Hemisphere, we are going into winter at 2:23 p.m. on Friday, West Coast time, 5:23 p.m. East Coast time, and 10:23 p.m. in the evening in the UK, and then take your time zones out further if you'd like. So we are looking at a gateway, the gateway of winter, and I pulled up a chart. We'll talk about it more later in the week about what is going on at the solstice, because anytime we're moving through that kind of a gateway, I can draw a chart up for the moment that happens, and we get a sense, a feel for the themes that are occurring during that next period of time, those 3 months. And I'm just going to show you the chart of the winter solstice, because I'm looking at it going, okay, where's the pattern? There's no pattern. It's just sort of a mess. So here's the chart for the winter solstice. And so I'm looking like, where's the trines? Look, where's the squares? Where's the T-squares? Where's the, and it's just kind of all over the place. So on one hand, that gives us some real freedom and leeway into what goes on over those next 3 months. But later in the week, we'll take a deeper look at exactly what the most important transits are of that particular day and see how that plays out for us for the next season. Saturday, we have the full moon across Capricorn and Cancer. And that is occurring at, that occurs at 9:49 a.m. Pacific time. And that would make it, 12:49 p.m. for you all on the East Coast on December 22nd. And again, the full moon looking a little more organized, actually. I think, you know, the fact that the moon became full, it made some pattern, right? So we see a kite. I see the kite. I see a trine. I can see that perhaps there's a square, a T-square right here pointing up at Venus. So it's kind of funny that one day different, right? And we get some patterns that emerge where the day before was this sort of mess of things going on. That's today's. So we have some organization popping in, right? After we get through the winter solstice gateway, things begin to coalesce, things begin to become more organized. And again, that is where we start to see the pattern emerging for us to move forward. And we'll talk more about what that means for us into next week. I think that's it. Look through all my little notes that I made here. Yesterday I posted up the weekly astrology. And I was kind of amazed how many pages it is if you print it out, like 5 pages. But I guess that's not too much considering it's 7 days worth of transits. So you guys can get that either on my blog or at later this week. I'm hoping Tam will get me the Astro Inklings and I can email that out to everybody that was still on that list. We're winding that down. As in January, she is shifting that over to become a membership group. I will have the details for that coming up. And also remember, you can still get your copy of the Energy Almanac and the Magic Makers Playbook and Planner. Can't wait. I cannot wait. It should be going to the printer this week and be available for shipping next week. And, or maybe it's already gone to the, either way, it's coming out very shortly. So those of you who have already pre-ordered it should be getting the Energy Almanac very soon. The Magic Makers Playbook is already out. And I would suggest you get that. You can get the link from my newsletter that went out yesterday. Announcement tomorrow, I will be on KKNW Radio here in Seattle. On the Transformation Talk Radio. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this Dr. Pat's show in Seattle. I don't think I'm leaving the comfort of my own home. I have no intention of doing that. I'll be sitting here broadcasting at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning Pacific time. And we'll be talking about how to empower yourself in 2019 using astrology. So it's going to be fun. I will be with Cornelia Stephanie, who I introduced you to through the Millionaire Women imprint. She was on my show here one morning in the last couple of months. And so I'm really excited about that and looking forward to being with her. And I posted up the link for that yesterday so you can listen into that broadcast. It is also a Facebook Live, so you'll not only be able to hear me, but you'll be able to see me 2 times in one day. What? All right. So what else? For those of you who got the 12-month astrology report when you purchased the webinar, next week I will be doing the training for how to read your report. It's going to be live. You can join me. I'm thinking I might just do it live like here, because there's no reason not to. And it would be easy then for everybody to get it. And it would be available readily for me to turn it into a video for those people who can't be here live. But I'm going to take you through your report. We're going to look at what is the information that's held within there. And what do you do when it says one thing to do and then seemingly something that's opposite to do on the same day? So you'll want to hear all about that. If you can't attend live, it's on the 27th. Which is Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. and 7 p.m. East Coast time. Absolutely free. Just because you got your report, bring your report to, or bring a page or so, or have it open on your computer while we're talking. I'll probably choose somebody's report to print off in some way so I can show it to you. And we will talk about how you use that report and what to do again when things seemingly are at cross purposes to one another in a day. You're welcome, Angie. You need to sit and read it. Yeah, it's 200 pages or so. I don't know. There's a lot of pages to these reports. So my recommendation for everybody is to maybe print out 1 month at a time if you want, or the highlight page. We'll talk about that too as well on Thursday about how to best use this report. And I think that's a bit. The radio station, Holly, is KKNW in Seattle. It is Transformation Talk Radio. If you're familiar with Dr. Pat Basile, I think is her name. The Dr. Pat Show. But I did yesterday post the link here on my Living Astrology Facebook page. So just follow that link tomorrow at 11 a.m. and it will open up to the live broadcast for you. So you don't have to try to tune into the radio or anything like that. Especially because if you're not in Seattle, you won't really be able to get that radio station, right? So let's see what else is going on. I think that's it. Yes. Let's draw a card for the week, okay? I think the space cadets got into my brain suddenly today too. So I got to share a story. Is it okay if I share a story with you guys? Because it's really kind of funny. And I'm asking because I have the sun at gate 12. Oh, happy is the card that fell out for the week. Aha! But let me share you a story. So my friend, dear friend, sent me a deck of cards for Christmas, and I opened up my present early. My husband tried to hide it from me, and he was unsuccessful because I kind of knew when it wasn't in the house, I knew where it was. And it happens to be a deck of cards, which is the card deck I should be pulling this morning, but it's in the other room. Last night, I'm playing with these cards, and it is the animal deck. Gosh darn it. I can't remember. Debbie, what's the name of the deck? Because I don't have it in front of me, but it's also a Colette Baron Reed, you know, the lady that did this deck. It's her deck of like animal shamanism cards. And interestingly enough, I decide, I'm going to just pull a card from the deck. And I'm chit-chatting with Debbie, thanking her for the cards on by text. And so I pull a card, and the card I pull is Dragonfly. And of course, Dragonfly is about seeing through the illusion, getting to truth. And it was really kind of a beautiful card. Oh my gosh, it reminded me so much of the cover of the Gene Keys book. One of the covers that had the dragonfly on it. When I see Dragonfly, it reminds me of the genetic mutation we're undergoing at gate 55, which is the gate of abundance, the gate of spirit, providing abundance for us. All we have to do, tapping into that flow of abundance. And then Debbie says, oh, well, the first reading that you're supposed to do is finding your spirit animal. And I go, oh shoot. Well, that's not what I asked. I just asked it to show me something I needed to know. And she goes, okay, we'll do another one. So I shuffle the deck, and out pops Dragonfly. I laughed. I'm like, that's funny. That's really kind of funny. So then I said, I'm going to draw a card for my husband. So I drew Dragonfly for my husband. And then not to be outdone, he's like, that can't be. You're doing something wrong. You're not shuffling the deck good enough. And I said, okay, here, have the deck. And so he shuffled the deck, and literally flying out of the deck, right in front of him, the dragonfly. Do you think there's a dragonfly message for me and my husband? I would be hard pressed to find a different message than that one. And I couldn't believe it. Debbie couldn't believe it. I was rolling with laughter when my husband drew that card, because we were like sure that he was sure I was doing something wrong. So that's my story. And our story for the week is about happy, happy gate or card 26, which is an 8. Isn't that lovely? Balloons. And she's on top of it. It looks like she's on top of the lock. Maybe she is on the other side of the doorway that she has unlocked. Let's just see what that means. I don't believe we've ever had this card, guys. I mean, we have not. I know we haven't, because I can't even tell you what it means except happy, happy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. So it means joy and contentment, a sense of fulfillment, a feeling that all is well. And by the way, it came out right side up. So your desires are effortlessly fulfilled now. Find joy in the present moment, whatever is happening, and be satisfied with things as they are. You're free from the shackles of longing and able to experience the liberation that comes from actually being happy, moment to moment, for you have chosen happiness over yearning for it. Now is the time for feeling joy for the sake of joy and experiencing contentment. None of this is because of something outside yourself. Your happiness is a result of your being at one with Spirit's plan for your life. All is well. The tide is in for now. Enjoy playing and splashing in it. Enjoy playfully splashing in it. The relationship message for the week is there are moments in a relationship when you just feel good about whom you're with, and you know that your heart is wide open to befriend, to love, and to care for another without wanting anything in return. This is the kind of happy that you just want to share. The appearance of this card in a reading tells you that joy and contentment are here now, not somewhere else or off in the future. The grass is greenest right where you stand. Be grateful and delight in your relationship. And if you're seeking one, be happy now. Happiness attracts more of itself like bees to honey. That's funny, because that's the card I drew this morning for myself. Bee, the bee. The prosperity message here is this is a time to take pride in your accomplishments. You're doing good work, providing exceptional service, and are well compensated for it. The world rains gratitude upon you, and you're happy with the results of your efforts and creativity. Isn't it amazing to consider all that you have done? Remember your partnership with Spirit in this moment, too. Your soul has always known you could accomplish anything if it brought you joy. Holy cow, I'm so excited. This is the best message ever. Right? The best message ever. We've been through a lot this year. I think we deserve this, right? Lovely, lovely. Let's see what my peoples out here are doing. Suzanne. Oh gosh. Great. Thank you so much, Suzanne. Putting up angel number 8. And by the way, Suzanne, I think we have figured out something. Somehow you're going in and you're being a guest blogger. What is it? A guest. You're somehow guesting as a blogger in my page. So we're being able to see this now somehow. Don't know what we did, but it's kind of cool. So angel in number 8 brings an uplifting message of encouragement from your angels, telling of achievements, success, striving forward, progress, and attainment. It is a message to stay optimistic and listen to your intuition and inner guidance as you hold positive expectations and thoughts of positive abundance in all its forms. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Kathy Miller, good morning. Joining late. It's all right. We love to see you out there. Good morning, Gail. Happy, happy, joy, joy. We've missed you too, Gail. Colleen says, that's amazing. Anne, good morning to you. That is amazing. She says, is the webinar replay up? Yes, it is, Colleen. That you should have. All of you that attended or purchased the webinar should have received an email the day after the webinar with the link to it. If you didn't get that, please let me know. I'm going to put up my email address here so you can let me know, because I've been wondering, no one's complaining and saying they haven't received it, but people are usually really nice and may not have told me that they did not receive it. There you go. So if you did not receive the link, I saved it somewhere so I wouldn't lose it, just in case. Because if you didn't get that, or if you misplaced it, because you know how many emails we get in a day, let me know and I'll be happy to send that to you. If you purchase the webinar, this is free. You do not have to do anything. It may ask you to register to get it, but that's okay. Don't worry about that. You're not having to pay anything more. If you were not able to attend, you also can get access to it if you paid for it. If you were not able to attend and you didn't pay for it, you still can. I have another link for that where you can purchase that and listen to it. So It's still available. Let's see what else. Natasha, good morning to you. 11:50 a.m. Oh, thank you. That's the dial, the broadcast station for Seattle. Anywhere here in the Pacific Northwest, you should be able to tune in to 11:50 a.m. That is the radio station for the broadcast. For everyone else, you can follow the link that I posted yesterday, and I'll post it again tomorrow, or maybe even later today, and you can follow that link and still hear it, right, from all around the world. Rebecca sounds super exciting. Yes, the week is awesome. Perfect. I think that's it. Funny, Tom said, Janet, please pull us a card. And then I did, but I didn't see that before that. Tom says he just checked the weather forecast for the wet coast. Friday solstice is the only day this week that won't be raining. So far, we shall see. Ha ha. I hope so, because there's some exciting stuff in my family going on this coming weekend. I can't say what it is. I can't say what it is, just in the off chance that the people who don't know that this is happening will happen to listen to my broadcast. And if they did, which I can't imagine they would, but if they did, then the surprise would be blown. So I hold my tongue. Anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful day. It looks like we're going to have a wonderful week. Thank you all for sharing. Thank you, Suzanne, for putting up the number 8. Colleen says, thanks. I will check. Could be on spam or whatever. If you didn't get it, do not hesitate. I mean, it'll take me a second to highlight that link, press copy, and then press paste and send it to you. It really isn't a big project. So if you did not get it for some reason, let me know. I'll be happy to do that. Mom, I missed the first part of the dragonfly message. Kind of funny. I have one on my shoulder. You have one on your shoulders. Do you mean a tattoo? Perhaps, Kathy? I love dragonfly, and there's just something mystical about a dragonfly, isn't there? I mean, I don't know what it is exactly, but there's certain things, certain animals and certain key things that bring up sort of that mystical and that magical feeling. And dragonfly is one of them. And, your daughter has a huge one on her back. You mean my sister? Yes. And at any rate, Kathy, you'll be able to listen to the recording so you can hear the part that you missed. All right, everybody, take care. I'm off to get my week planned. This is a busy week for me, busy week for all of us, I bet. And so I wish you peace and love and joy. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow.